This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the importance of having a quality food. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the importance of the use of the quality food. When we talk about the quality food, definitely we talk about the healthy food, which is being said in the Quran and in the teachings of Islam. In today's world, we can see that our kids and our own selves, obviously, because we do not have enough time, we go to work, sometimes like we have kids going to the college, to the school, maybe we are working at the same time. Because of the shortage of time, we many times use junk food. We just buy a sandwich, we just buy chips and burger, for example, and the other types of the fast food, which is like pizza and all other things that we can see in today's world that we are used to, and we get used to in eating these things. And other than this, if we want to have food, unfortunately, most of us do not know how to make a good food, a healthy food, and therefore we are not ready to spend some time for ourselves in order to make a good food. Whereas it is important, according to the Islamic teachings, that you should know that what you eat has impact on you. It has effect on you. Therefore, when I'm looking for myself, when I'm looking into a mirror, and for example, making my dress right, combing my hairs, similarly, when I want to eat something, I should look at my plate. What am I eating? I should look at my dinner table. What is ready for me to eat? Is it healthy or not? Because Islam gives importance to this. Islam says, if you want to have an Islamic lifestyle, it is necessary to have a quality food. It is necessary to have a healthy food, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the importance of the use of a quality food. We said that unfortunately in today's world we can see like people are using junk food. They do not have time to cook food at home. And on top of that, they do not know what to cook and what to make for themselves. And therefore, that's why we can see that when such a pandemic like Corona or COVID, when it attacks the whole world, there are many people, unfortunately, who lose their life in this pandemic. And why is this happening? It is happening because the people do not have the healthy food. They do not have a quality food. They're eating junk food. They're eating the food which is not healthy. And we can also see that our generation is weaker than the previous generations. Those who had pure food in their time, those who were eating the quality food, those who were not eating anything. Today, the industry of food has become the biggest industry. Now, the food is being produced through the industry. It is not the people, it is not the nature that is producing the food. Rather, it is the industry. Therefore, we need to be taking care of ourselves and our generations if we want to have a healthy life, if we want to have a life without trouble. And in the Islamic lifestyle, if we want to reach the perfection, it is necessary to have a quality and healthy food according to the Islamic teachings. Islam talks about healthy food. Islam talks about the pure food. Islam gives importance to all these things. Why? Because the mankind is important. The mankind is what it eats. Therefore, if we want to have a peaceful and a perfect life, it is necessary to have a quality and healthy food, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.